W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks open lower on Wall Street. Inflation issues are showing up in the latest Labor Department jobs report. The AP Shelley Adler reports employers added 263,000 jobs in November.
This is a strong jobs report.
Mark Hamrick, who's the senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com.
It indicates that there's still very robust demand for workers. The problem is there isn't enough supply of workers to fill all the open positions.
And this report is not what the Fed wants to see when it comes to inflation.
On the one hand, this is a report suggesting that the economy is continuing to grow. It's good news for American workers. But yes, inflation is a problem that's still very much with us.
Which means the Fed will be looking at increasing interest rates again at its next meeting in the middle of this month. I'm Shelley Adler.
The host of InfoWars, Alex Jones, has filed for personal bankruptcy protection in Texas. He's facing nearly $1.5 billion in court judgments over conspiracy theories he spread about the Sandy Hook school massacre in Connecticut. He called the shooting a hoax. Russia says Western demands it should pull out completely from Ukraine as part of any future talks to end the war, effectively rule out any such negotiations. Russian airstrikes continue. A Ukrainian official said his country's battle losses add up to 13,000 troops. Prosecutors resume their closing arguments in New York in the Trump Organization's criminal tax fraud trial, promising to share previously unrevealed details about former President Donald Trump's knowledge of a tax dodge scheme hatched by one of his top executives. A top official at the World Health Organization says the UN agency is pleased to see China loosening some of its coronavirus restrictions. Last week, huge protests against the severe restrictions in China erupted in numerous cities in the biggest show of opposition to the ruling Communist Party in decades. This is AP News.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuck It stores or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe, what do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comments where he said if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG
I'm
officer.
Sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand
yeah.
that.
Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone. Wow, what a profile and courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.,
hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and...
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Governor Evers is expected to ask the Department of Natural Resources Board for permission to create PFAS pollution standards. It would be the first step toward regulating forever chemicals in Wisconsin water. Conservatives on the board blocked an attempt to set those limits earlier this year. The DNR is trying again after the federal EPA set its own PFAS guidelines. The owner of a sausage shop in Ryo is sentenced to 1 year in prison after pleading guilty to not paying employee tax withholdings to the IRS. Krista Johnson of Cambria also has to pay more than $350,000 in restitution and fines. In sports, Marquette beat Ball State in the college women's volleyball tournament last night. Wisconsin hosts Quinnipiac tonight. Also tonight, the Bucks take on the Lakers. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sandy, you know, how can you not talk about Herschel Walker and the Republican Party? You know, we talked about Donald Trump earlier, and you know, Lindsey Graham and them can say they don't support Donald Trump anymore. But Lindsey Graham is sitting down with Herschel Walker and Mitch McConnell. They're supporting Herschel Walker. And anybody who hears Herschel Walker, if you haven't, just give yourself a chance to just, without question, one of the most ill-informed people that has ever run for an office like that. You imagine how many tens of millions of dollars they put to back him?
Well, they spent tens of millions of dollars. I saw the number. It was like $80 million was spent in the space of just a couple of weeks. I think, you know, we started out this show talking about Ye and kind of not having fun. I felt some empathy for Ye. I think that he's a celebrity who we're watching be a train wreck, and that's sad. And he says he's running for president, but no one has nominated him or backed him. And so, you know, but this is no joke with Herschel Walker. And to me, it's like the most horrendous insult that the Republican Party, which is clearly run by white people in Georgia, has decided that they will nominate this guy, this black man, which part of the criteria might well have been that the candidate be black, and they decided to select this person who seems to manifest in every way the worst possible Southern stereotype of a black man, right? A guy who's, someone who can't think straight.
He's a buffoon.
He's a buffoon. You step and fetch it.
Yeah.
And it's just horrifying to me because this is a manifestation of what I think is like the worst kind of Uncle Tomism. It's like, it's unbelievable. And the fact that the Republican Party feels compelled to elect someone from their party, feels so compelled to do that, that they're going to let this handpicked candidate of Donald Trump, who was moved essentially from Texas to Georgia, so he could bring this guy to the United States Senate through Georgia. It's unbelievable. And as an American citizen, I'm troubled by the notion. Not that it's really that a person of negative value would be put in. You know, I'm all for more African American representation in the U.S. Senate, but let's have this be a person who's representative of the African American population in America and the people who are qualified to go to public office, like for instance Warnock, opponent.
You know, Sandy, clearly he was selected. Donald Trump selected him. And in hopes that he would be elected. But Donald Trump clearly knew the limitations of Herschel Walker. Anybody who's heard him speak, and I don't know the man personally, but I've heard him enough to know that that man should barely even be considered for a, well, I'm not going to say that.
Well, I just think you couldn't have many conversations with him and be fooled into thinking that this is someone who ought to be in the U.S. Senate. I mean, so you're right. Whoever it is that would back him after one or two conversations with him would know that this is not a person who is qualified for this office, unless you have such a cynical view of the office that all you want is someone who can pull the Republican lever and after he's told, he or she is told which lever to pull, and that's all, and can possibly get elected because of name recognition. I'm sure that Herschel Walker has good name recognition in the South.
No question.
You know, football stars.
Georgia.
You know, O.J. Simpson has big name recognition.
Right. Well, here's my real issue with it is they decided that if we're going to defeat Raphael Warnock, we've got to find a black man. They clearly went out and wanted to get a black person, a black face. That was paramount. They set out to do that. Mm-hmm. And because they figured, hey, we don't think a white guy is going to be able to defeat Raphael Warnock, so let's get a black guy. And then they went out and they did not even consider whether or not we'll get a bright black guy.
Which there are plenty of.
That's my point.
In Atlanta, Georgia, and
that
in Georgia.
Are Republicans.
Yes.
Okay. So why would you not get an intelligent black Republican? Were you afraid that even an intelligent black Republican would want to be free of thought and that he himself would be independent?
Well, I think the problem here is this is the Trumpism. I think Donald Trump is the ultimate villain here. He's the one who obviously anointed Herschel Walker, got him into a position, and then with his backing, because of the power of Trumpism in the Republican Party to get the nomination, but not necessarily win an election, he was able to get him the nomination. I think that was a fairly close contest. He wins the nomination, but now the Republicans, as they have in the past, simply with their chameleon-like quality, recognizing the sin they're committing, are backing him strongly because of the fact that he's the Republican nominee.
Now, here's the other part of it, and I think the bigger part of it, is that many people in Georgia who see that and can't resist pulling the lever for him. What is that about?
Yeah, I mean, the polling shows a neck-and-neck race,
yeah,
right?
So what does it say about the people who see him for what he is? They know, they see the same thing you and I see, but yet they're dead even. What are people... People are saying, I'm willing to give up my representation to somebody who really is not qualified to represent me.
Well, if the Republican Party stands for a government that does nothing and sticks with the status quo, which is, I'm afraid, what the Republican platform is. They have an unspoken platform. They basically have moved in the last 10 years. They've moved for tax reductions and otherwise nothing else. And if that's what you're looking for, if you want to send a representative to the U.S. Senate into a government that's going to do nothing, I guess you don't care what their qualifications are.
Well, you know, I mean, this guy, there are things that people expect from their representatives, right? Otherwise, why do you vote, right? You vote for somebody that you think is going to do something to represent you and bring something to you. Otherwise, why even support somebody?
Well, like I said, if you have a cynical if your cynical view of government is that you don't want the government to change the status quo, so you want the person you send to stick with the caucus and do what the caucus is going to do, then it doesn't take a lot of qualifications to accomplish that outcome.
You know, Sandy, let's go to the phone lines and Tom from LA. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. Morning, Sandy. Hey. Morning, Connor. First, we the people are ultimately the government, as we know. But I'll tell you what, what's going on in Georgia is an absolute joke. Number one, they have taken 80% of the of black people voted by mail-in ballot before, and they've taken mail-in votes completely away. All these lines that they keep talking about, how great these lines are. No, these lines are voter suppression. They've also taken ballot boxes, or the ballot boxes in the certain, mostly DeKalb County, I think it is, and Gwinnett, some of the larger black areas as well, and have cut those ballot boxes down in half or down to like 80% of what they were before.
Yeah, like they
I mean, exactly. So this is voter suppression, pure and simple. I think we on the Democratic side, and this goes for all of our Democratic candidates, you know, the Republicans do it real well where they talk about, you know, voter fraud. Oh, everyone doesn't think voter fraud. You know what? There's election fraud going on left and right. I am so disgusted by Merrick Garland that he has not gone into Georgia. And I'm so disgusted that we on the Democratic side just have to accept whatever elections it is that come our way in terms of the thing when all this voter suppression is happening. These people are basically not being able to have a democracy, not being able to say we the people are the government because of all the stuff that Brian Kemp has done in terms of his voter suppression laws and what have you in that state. I really hope that the people overwhelmingly will still show up for Raphael Warnock. But the thing is, again, it's money in politics. It's money in every aspect, which is the biggest problem that we have in our whole political system. I guess I would ask you, Sandy, if you look back before even the Reagan era, I think you guys were around then, I don't know, but with the money, when the money started falling really hard into politics, is that when we really started seeing the withering of our democracy and more where the billionaire class is just taking over everything? Because that's exactly what they're going to do in this race coming up in the Supreme Court in Wisconsin coming up as well, where they're going to make this woman
So I'm glad you brought that up because we're going to talk about that later. Sandy, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I think that the actual watershed point was probably the Nixon-Kennedy election when television became paramount to getting elected, and the parties lost, began to lose control rapidly then, and money began to become most important to candidates so that they could support the cost of the campaign, which involved all this expensive media advertising. And then money became very central, but money was restricted up until much more recently. The amount of money that could be given to politicians by corporations and by big pots of money was restricted so that, yes, money was important, but the big money holders couldn't have as much sway until the bar was opened on the door to allow that Citizens to happen.
United.
Yeah, and at that point it became saturated.
So guys, hang on a second, Sandy. Hold the thought, Tom. Hang on. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Erlingham Show. We'll be right back.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with, or the Republican Party. So I'll tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with, or the Republican Party. So I'll tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 48 this afternoon under cloudy skies. South winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows around 18. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 26. Upper 30s Sunday and Monday with a chance of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Fridays with Sandy Williams. Go ahead, Sandy. You wanted to respond to what?
We were just talking about how money got. When was it that money became so central to politics and the power was transferred to those with money in politics? And it was sort of gradual. I mean, in the 70s and 80s, there were a lot of people who were called bundlers, and they would put together, and PACs were created, and PACs were sources of substantial amounts of money. But there were all kinds of constraints and legal restrictions on just the way it was handled. And it certainly wasn't pure, and money was paramount. I mean, it was true that if you got elected to Congress in 1978, you spent all your time calling up people to raise money for your next campaign. And so all of that process set the table for the situation in which big money and big dark money would have such an influence, because politics for 20 years before that had realized that it was entirely dependent on obtaining money, and that candidates with money were more important than the party. And they were more important than what they did day to day in Congress. It was just have a big till. You could be pretty confident you'd get elected. Every campaign now demonstrates that, because they spend all kinds of time publicizing how much money they've raised in the last quarter or in the last reporting period. And much of the money they raise is done the same way. They tell you, hey, we got a deadline. We got to get a bunch of money by tomorrow. So money's everything during campaigns. And that paramount power of money in campaigns has handed a lot of political power to people with money. And after Citizens United, people with big money have big power.
And part of that too is the fact why we're getting these celebrity candidates, because these celebrity candidates are already known by name recognition, because they don't have to maybe raise as much of the big money. Yeah, you know, because they already got the celebrityness. So,
well, but the worst
part, it's all about money and politics.
But the worst part about all of that is, you say it, Tom, and we know it's true, and we know the damage it does to the individual's vote in this society, and yet we keep organizing and getting people to come out and vote. When, as Donald Trump said, the system is rigged. It's rigged when money in politics can control the outcomes, you know, for the most part. And yet, they don't totally control the outcomes, because the people still.
Well, it's chicken and egg. We've got to get the people out to vote to change the laws so that money doesn't control politics. How do you do that, right?
Right.
When money is controlling politics.
Yes.
So, you know, we've got, and I think what it requires is charismatic leadership and a constant discussion like Tom carries out of this problem, so the American public can get more and more aware of it. The other thing that is a little hopeful to me is social media doesn't cost anything. to speak of. And so
that's where it has to be.
Yeah. So the extent that social media can be the basis for political movements that are not expensive to foster. And if so, you know, I think I have some hope. And I have some hope that's based on the social media, which obviously is a two-edged sword. It does a lot of bad things, but it could be the source of solution to some extent to this problem.
And, Tom, hang on. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
The best politicians that money can buy. And if the floodgates really were cut open back in about 2010, with Newt Gingrich and his manifesto that we're not going to have partners on the other side of the aisle, we're going to war, and right after that, Citizens United opened floodgates. Now, if I'm incorrect, please stop me at any point. But once they did that, we truly have the best politicians money can buy. And Sandy just said, I think sometime we may have a new leadership that says we got to get the money out of politics before democracy can really take over. What do you guys think?
Well, I think that you're saying what we were saying. I think Newt was a little earlier than 2010, but I think that, but money became very important with TV. We have to understand that money has been in politics and important to politics for a long time, and it was the intrusion of big money into politics that has created much more of the angst and the problem.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that, like what you said about social media a little bit earlier, I mean, even with that, I just feel like money is going to remain an issue unless there's, I think Thomas talked about this, like publicly funded elections. But that's an issue because that depends on the scope and then it depends on the type of election. But, you know, money still dominates the social media landscape as well, right? You can pay and you can artificially boost campaigns. And so and that's actually, I think, why Ron Johnson had won, because of the numerous amounts of ads he was able to litter all across the social media sphere that were slanderous. And so I think the solution just has to be a focus on information over advertisement. Like you just mentioned that TV was the biggest or was a big factor in converting, but it's not even just been TV at that point. It's been all forms and different types of media. And the focus of running a campaign isn't on, okay, how many points can I explain to my audience or to the potential voter base to get them to understand the issues. It's more about how many certain specific talking points could I represent and build a larger campaign using media. And the issue with building a base like that is that you don't have an educated base, right? You have an active, you have a very volatile base. And I just think that media and information, right, there should be a lot clearer of a line or clearer of separation.
I think what we all have to recognize, though, is that politics has never been this ideal that we talk about where everyone gets out and votes and everyone's vote is what matters. Before the Nixon-Kennedy campaign and TV became paramount, parties were paramount. And parties selected candidates, and party processes were the way that people became nominated, and it was party processes that turned out the vote and got people elected. And it's been the erosion of the power of parties that has been a very significant change in the complexion of American politics. And parties did have plans. Parties did have platforms. Parties did have objectives. Parties were responsive to groups. Were they responsive to all the right groups? Well, no, not clearly not, because they were not responsive to African American.
So guys, hang on. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
The Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all the festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m. This coverage is brought to you by Waukesha Auto Repair. When your car breaks down, don't get mad. Go to war. Waukesha Auto Repair, locally owned and operated, 262-524-0000. And fully promoted. 18 years of promotional service. Whatever you want, we can get it. And Buddy's Burgers and Custard. Best burgers and custard in Waukesha.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the...
Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. President Biden is signing a bill today to avert a freight rail strike.
Rail shutdown would have devastated our economy. Without freight rail, many of the U.S. industries would literally shut down.
This bill binds rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement that was reached between the rail companies and union leaders in September. Members of 4 of the 12 unions involved rejected the proposed contract, creating the risk of a strike beginning December 9th.
I know this was a tough vote for members of both parties. It was a tough for me, but it was the right thing to do at the moment, to save jobs, to protect millions of working families from harm and disruption, and to keep supply chains stable around the holidays.
A freight rail strike around the country would have a big potential impact on passenger rail, with Amtrak and many commuter railroads relying on tracks owned by the freight railroads. I'm Ed Donahue.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuck It stores or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner with your headlines. Wisconsin's Republican leaders don't want this spring's Supreme Court election to be focused on abortion. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting GOP Assembly Speaker Robin Voss hoping the legislature will introduce amendments to Wisconsin's abortion ban or write a new law that will be signed by Governor Evers so the state Supreme Court doesn't have to weigh in. However, Governor Evers has said he will not sign a bill unless it codifies abortion rules in place under the 5 decades of Roe v. Wade. Under Roe, abortion was allowed until fetal viability, the point when a fetus can survive outside of the womb at about 24 weeks. The court currently controlled 4-3 by conservatives. The 2023 race could flip control to liberals. The primary February 21st, the two top finishers advanced to the April 4th general election. The new justice would take the bench in August. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Fridays with Sandy. I think that the more, you know, this debate goes on, as Tom, who clearly has it right, that we the people are the government. I think too many people in the government have given up on that. And they think that all these other entities, even money and politics and all those things, have kind of moved we the people off the platform. And how do you get we the people to understand, Sandy, that no, they, if the people did mobilize, they could take it back? I mean, it's not going to happen.
Well, I take it, like what I was saying before the break, though, we have to remember that take it back. The Roosevelt period was really a period of Democratic Party power. And the Democratic Party was, in fact, representing possibly a much greater spread of the public people's interest at the time. But it still was the party that was manifesting the policies and going through the processes of selecting candidates and what have you. And there's a lot of attention that's been paid to the selection of the VP candidates under Roosevelt and the extent to which that was inside party politics. So I think in the next round, if we're going to get to government being run by the people, by a real grassroots people kind of operation, we have to understand that that's going to be novel in American politics. And we're moving into a new direction in which we've got to figure out how to harness this, because the people running politics is different than the party running politics. Parties were a little bit easier to be run by broad popular interest. The Democratic Party was largely run by unions at a time when America was largely unionized for a long period of time. So it had more of a people flavor to it. We're going to have to figure out how to navigate these waters going forward to put the people in charge better than they are. And if it isn't going to be done through the parties, maybe it needs to be done through the parties and to renew party power. But party power and money power in politics don't cohabit very well, and parties have been eroded in their power because of money. And so it's going to be an interesting process. I think it's going to take charismatic leadership, and I think it's going to take a great deal of social media.
As I live and breathe, none other than CJ. CJ, what's going on, man? Where you been, man? Ever since the election,
you're okay, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm certainly disappointed, but that the red wave wasn't as complete as it should have been. But
it sent a message, right? The people sent a message.
Well, they don't want the Democrats in control of everything. That's for sure.
No, no. See, they don't want the Republicans in control at all. Okay, but go ahead.
Well, we get to fire Nancy Pelosi, and that's a good thing. You're speaking of money in politics, and your party's better at cheating than the Republicans and lying. $44 million on Republican candidates. Your party did. Your party. So your party is better at cheating and supporting candidates that your party isn't even part of.
I see your philosophy hasn't changed much.
I have a little trouble understanding.
It's a fact, though, isn't it, Earl? It's a fact. Your party spent $44.2 million on Republican candidates in the primary.
So, okay.
Is that not true, Earl?
Okay, so, okay.
Is it true?
Well, let me say this to you, CJ. That made Republicans choose, because Republicans had to vote, and the Republicans chose, CJ, to vote for the Republicans that they supported, whether or not the Democrats supported Republican candidates or not. They clearly had, it was legal to be able to do it, right?
$1 million.
What did they do illegal?
Candidate.
What did they do illegal, CJ?
See, that's what you're so good at. You're so good at a song and dance, Earl. That
Are you asserting the Republican, the Republican Party has never spent money to affect the Democratic primary campaigns?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Not at the amount.
No, he's saying
your party's proud of it.
It doesn't matter the amount money in politics is a bipartisan issue.
I think Mark Twain or someone said this. Well, now we figured out what you are. Now we're just negotiating on the price. Isn't that the way that goes?
Well, you know, the mere fact that you want to song and dance too, Sandy, around it, and you say your party is so divine about money.
Actually,
CJ, I've never said that. I've said that both parties have been totally corrupted by money.
Are you okay, Sandy, with your party spending $44 million
Yes,
on which Republican candidates.
Which states did they do that in, and which candidates did they spend it on?
Does it matter?
Well, yeah. Of course it matters.
That's your song and dance. You're going to deflect.
I'm not deflecting. Let me just tell
better
you, CJ.
Lies better than the Republican
he
party.
He saved it up. He's had it
and
all
Warnock
saved up.
Proves it
CJ,
every day.
What does Warnock prove? What does Warnock prove?
CJ,
You're okay with a wife beater being elected. So you're okay with that.
So you support Herschel Walker, right?
Someone who's abused his wife.
So you support Herschel Walker. Somebody who hasn't hasn't even supported or who hasn't even been involved in the lives of his children. Is that what you're saying?
How do you know that, Earl? How do you know that?
That's out there.
How do you know? Warnock beat his wife. Right?
Well, you know what I do support?
Dude, the gaslights, man. They're
you know
insane.
What I do support Herschel Walker on? I support that he believes in a secure border. He believes in fighting inflation. He believes
he doesn't even understand
it. Produced
but how
in
do you do
country?
That? How do you do that? How do you fight inflation?
Let me just ask you something. What is the Republican platform for fighting inflation? What can you tell me? Five policies, even three policies that the Republican Party has announced that they want to implement.
How about energy independence?
Independence.
How about drilling at home, not going to Venezuela and asking a dictator to try drilling, but he shuts down Chevron in our own country.
We're talking about inflation.
That's one.
Okay.
That's one, right?
Yeah.
In our pockets.
CJ, can I just add, you're on a cell phone. We're not talking over cans and a string. So you could stop raising your voice when we talk. I just think the listening audience would prefer if we just had a conversation.
I try not to get too excited, Sandy, but I hear the way you guys deflect and defer and song and dance your party's in control right now.
So you
Sandy.
Don't you
your
don't
party.
Have you don't have a policy to recommend other than where we drill
what
for
mean?
Oil.
I just did.
Well,
yeah, did you not hear me? Energy independence.
Okay.
Energy independence doesn't cost low-income people $4 a gallon gas.
We are energy independent right now. You understand? We are essentially energy independent right now.
Earl and Sandy, wait till people have to pay for their fuel oil and heating their houses.
You know it's going down quite a bit.
But you understand that it's a world market that sets the price.
Oh, no. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. All right.
Did not this president on day one attack energy independence for the United States?
He didn't attack energy
independence. On day one.
No. And our,
really?
Asserting,
what executive order did he sign?
Well,
Sandy?
that didn't attack independence. That limited the areas
really?
That could be drilled.
No. It certainly didn't. That's why gas went up to $5 a gallon.
Gas is now gas is now under three and going down. Who gets credit for that,
you
CJ?
Know why?
No, yeah,
you know why?
Who gets credit for that?
Okay. Supply and demand.
Well,
tell you what.
Well, that's why it went up to
oil reserve. What is our strategic oil reserve at right now, Sandy?
Okay,
the lowest
CJ.
It's been in 45 years.
Well, they're going to replace it.
Well, the oil CJ, the oil reserve is there basically to moderate the price of gasoline.
Military.
It's not there for any purpose other than being a tool for the gas industry to make sure that the gas
Well,
prices...
that's what your president, that's what our president is using it for right now.
No.
He's using it for...
No,
what?
No, he's using it to put it on the market to suppress the price of gasoline in the United States below what it would be on the world market. And the fact is that we are how much are we importing right now in oil, or are we in fact energy independent?
How much would we have added if
independence? We would not have excess supplies. I mean, the manufacturers of the producers of oil would do everything they could to avoid excess supply. So if we're energy independent, then the price is what it is.
He saved it up.
He did. Wow, he's excited.
He's been waiting. Isn't there somebody else on the line, man?
We got Tom. We got Jack from Merrimack.
Jack from Merrimack. Yeah. Hey, Jack, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a couple things to say. First of all, Republicans can't have it both ways. Unlimited dark money from outside sources being spent on their campaigns. And if part of that money comes from the Democratic Party, so what? You know, it's still money being spent on their campaigns, and it's entirely as much legal as the other dark money. That's the first thing I wanted to say. Second thing I wanted to say is we really do need energy independence in this country. Now, by saying that, I'm saying we need an energy source that is not dependent on a couple of dictators who can turn off the spigot or cut it down at will, just so they can make more billions of dollars. If we want true energy independence, we need to get serious about using renewable energy, and that is energy that will come 100% from this country. It's not dependent on outside sources. We need to support that, and we can easily support renewable energy by cutting out what's been dubbed the largest tax break in the history of man, which is a thing called the mineral depletion allowance.
Yeah, oil depletion allowance, yep.
For oil companies, for every barrel they pull out of the ground, they get a bigger tax break because of it. And if we stop that and put that money into renewable resources, the first thing that had happened is the energy companies would realize, oh, we've got some real competition now. We're going to have to lower our prices. And the second thing that would happen is eventually we would not be. And it would take a couple of years. But eventually, if we got serious about this, we would not be dependent on those foreign dictators who can dictate the price of our energy sources.
Hey,
that's my comment.
Hey, good stuff, Jack, as always. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, CJ has been storing it, and he's been stewing ever since the election. And so I was wondering what happened to him, but he clearly had to get over. He was wounded because he kept telling us constantly, and that's why the Democrats, Republicans are going to take over everything. That's why you guys are going to lose everything. He repeated that over and over and over and over ad nauseum. And when the reality hit him, he had to lick his wounds. So he's back now with the vengeance, and he's had to reconcile.
Well, his worry about the 44
million. Oh, the thought. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 48 this afternoon. Under cloudy skies, south winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Mixed precipitation possible at times, lows around 18. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 26. Upper 30s Sunday and Monday with a chance of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's Fridays with Sandy Williams. And Sandy, you know, you notice the passion with which CJ, whether he's right or wrong, but he truly believes as a conservative, as a Republican, that they're right about everything. And anybody who's not a Republican or a conservative is wrong about everything.
Well, I think it has to do with this fear of the fabric of America. I think CJ is a person, if it was here and we asked him about it, I think he would say that he is afraid of this. What would happen to America if Democrats controlled America? And he keeps talking about that. You guys control it. And I think he thinks that it's just fundamentally important that he doesn't really know what the Republicans stand for, but what he knows they stand for is not being a Democrat and blocking Democratic policies. Because I think if you sat a Republican down and said, tell me the six things or 10 things that you as a Republican stand for that you think is consistent with your party, what are the important things? And you'd get such a mishmash and such a blank stare from many, many people.
Yeah, yes. Can I say something?
Go ahead, sure.
Yeah, so with CJ, I mean, I honestly find it really unfortunate because it shows the extent as to which how a lot of the media talking points and the what I call like political, or I think Manny Perez, he talked about this political marketing and the effect that it affects people, right? Because, I mean, every single time he talks about something, it's a talking point, right? It's a specific point, and then he pivots from one place to one place to one place because the media that he consumes does that. You know, because there isn't a clear definition between this being media and then something else being information. He doesn't take an information-based approach. We break all the problems down and we talk about them and we figure out the root of it, whereas he's focused on just trying to connect everything together for some larger point that I don't think that he really, you know, understands.
Well, you know,
larger point is usually we, they. The larger point is... the Democrats are, you know, you are wrong and we need to, you know, and we are right. But, and so it's like debate points, and the talking points end up being the 3x5 cards that a debater takes and hopes that he gets a chance to say each one of them.
Yeah. And if he had any understanding, he'd realize that frame of thinking is what's causing the issues and the reason why, you know, because some issues that he talks about kind of have a little sense of accuracy to them, but it's always caked by a whole bunch of talking points and mysteries.
But to be honest with you, people tell me all the time, why are you wasting your time with CJ? And I always say, I think it's better to hear both sides of things. And clearly, as CJ said himself, nobody else on the station is giving me an opportunity to speak anymore. So, Sandy, we really give him the opportunity, and we really do go beyond what I think is fair in giving him an opportunity to get his opinion out.
Yeah, and the only, you know, I would give him a B minus on content if I were grading the course, only because I would like to see him be using his own independent thinking and discussing the actual issues we talk about so that we could get beyond the very predictable loop recordings that are what are frequently discussed. And I don't blame him. I think that that's the way many people have been trained by their daily consumption of media and news. They've been trained to think that way. And then from a political standpoint, we've been trained to think that it's all a competition. It's we, they, you're the Bears, we're the Packers.
I will honestly tell you this. I have been listening to Fox News. It's a show that comes on at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, called The Five. And I have been listening to them religiously for, I don't know, a year and a half, maybe a little bit longer. But I can no longer listen to them because it's gotten so woo out there.
It's gotten so
you
woo.
Know, yeah,
yeah, it's all woo.
Yeah, it's there is no common sense involved in what they're saying. It has to be us against them. There can't ever be any medium where maybe some of what they're saying, maybe some of what Joe Biden is doing is right. It has to be. And then I realize this is the game that they're playing. That's exactly what they're doing. I see it for what it is. I know what it is. Maybe a CJ can't see that part of it.
Well, I think the political process has become one where there is no credit to be shared. And it's either either you're all bad or you're all good, and every fact is to be looked at and designed to corroborate that. You know, they're bad, we're good, and we're only going to look at the facts that demonstrate the problems they have.
Well, you know, and because of that, and CJ, to be honest, and as I tell people when I talk to them outside of the here. They always say, well, why do you do that? I said, CJ isn't the only guy, Sandy.
Exactly.
He represents a lot of people like him.
Yeah, sure.
Like, he's an example for the problems. Like, he's an example for what this political marketing, what the Republican or just conservative marketing campaign, and just the epitome of that over the past 50-odd years. Like, he's an example of that. And so I feel like if you're going to say, oh, let's censor him, let's not talk to him, like, I feel like that's just disingenuous and hypocritical because, you know, if you're people have to know, like,
well, and
they have to understand like what this is causing in people.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And how it's and he's an example.
I think what's important, I learned this late in life, is to listen to people because what they have to say, what's important about it is not necessarily the substance, but it's that they think that and want to say that. Mm-hmm. So it's important to understand what people are thinking, whether we think it's fallacious or meritorious.
Well, and it's why Sandy, as long as I'm here, we're not going to change the way we. The way we approach it, and we welcome opposing views. Unlike most radio shows, we welcome as this station in general, civic media. That's what it does. It accepts opposing views, and that's what we do. If somebody on the left side of the equation would contact some of the major Republican outlets. Number one, they wouldn't get the time that these guys are getting, that CJ gets. Wouldn't happen. Sandy, man, has been a ball. It's been a blast as always, my friend.
Well, it has been. We went to school today.
Yeah. and thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Connor. I'm going to be here on Sunday. I'm actually going to be here for the Christmas parade. So everybody, be safe. I'll see you guys on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Santa Claus.
See you later.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, I- feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.